I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. And my first guests today are here representing the City and Borough of Juneau. Welcome Robert Barr, Emergency Operations Center Planning Chief. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Shelley. It's good to be here today.
And Christine Carpenter, COVID-19 Communications Assistant. Hello, Christine.
Hi, Shelley. Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you both for being here today. And you're here to talk about vaccination status of our community. Robert, let's start with you. Would you please give us a general overview of the vaccine rollout so far?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I guess I would say, generally speaking, the vaccine rollout in Juneau has gone well. As of today, we are just north of 14,000 first dose vaccinations given in Juneau so far. That's our total first doses, and just over half of those 14,000 people have had their complete vaccine series, so both doses. So that's great. We had a good clinic yesterday where we vaccinated just north of 1,100 people, and we're expecting a total of around 10,000 doses to be given out sometime in April, during the month of April. So far, so good, I would say. And maybe just one thing to note for everyone is that I know there are a lot of people out there that have been kind of holding off and waiting to give other people the opportunity to get vaccinated first. And I would say, to those folks, I would say thank you, and your time has come. We have over 1,000 appointments available for our upcoming clinic, April 5th through April 8th. It's time for the general population to sign up.
Why is it such a high priority for the city that we all get vaccinated?
So I think one of the most important things to know about vaccination is that even if you are a low-risk individual, vaccination helps our entire community, because it eventually will generate this thing called herd immunity, which will prevent COVID from spreading. So COVID needs people to spread in. And if it can't spread in you, then it can't spread to other people too who may not be low risk. And the more people we have vaccinated, the more we can relax those COVID mitigation measures that kind of tamp down our economy and that we don't really like having to deal with, right? The social distancing in particular. So the more people get vaccinated, the more we can open up, I think, is the simple message.
And Christine, what would you add to that?
I choose and believe that it's really important to make sure we get vaccinated to protect the people that are higher risk, for sure. So I don't necessarily get vaccinated for myself, but I get vaccinated for other people to make sure that they don't get it, similar to what Robert said.
Which vaccines are currently available for our community, and does it matter which one you get?
Yeah, so all three vaccines are available, although the Pfizer and the Moderna ones are more broadly available just because they've been around for longer and there's more manufacturing capacity. But we just started getting some Johnson & Johnson vaccine as well. It doesn't really matter which one you get. All three are both effective and safe, as demonstrated by the clinical studies that went through. And all three have the same level of FDA authorization right now. I would say that when you're picking which one you get, probably the best thing to do is to just get whichever one you can get first. The main difference between them, Pfizer and Moderna are very similar, but they're both a two-dose vaccine. The Johnson & Johnson one is a one-dose. So if you know, for example, that you're not going to be available for a second dose with Pfizer or Moderna, then Johnson & Johnson might make sense for you, just from a logistics point of view.
Even if we get everyone fully vaccinated and fully protected, we'll still need to take some precautions, right? So what, if any, changes could we see to travel requirements and testing for COVID-19 over the next several months?
Yeah, so that's a little bit of crystal ball work, but just, you know, speculating there. We've started to see some relaxation for people who are fully vaccinated when it comes to travel. So you still need to mask, you still need to test. But if you're fully vaccinated and you come into Juneau now, you do not need to strict social distance. And you do if you're not fully vaccinated. The CDC came out with some new school-related guidance where they're advising that 3 feet of social distance looks like it may be appropriate in some, not all, school settings versus six. I think we'll see things like that, like so social distancing measures relax a little bit, the capacity, indoor capacity measures relax a little bit. I do think that masking will be one of the last things to go. I think masking is with us for a little bit, and testing as well is going to continue to be important. And that's because until we have a high level of vaccination really worldwide, we're going to have to continue to keep our eyes on what's happening with the COVID variants. And the only way to do that is with testing. So testing, I believe, will be around for quite some time as well.
Now, tonight, CBJ is hosting a community forum on vaccines that starts in just a couple of hours at 5 o'clock via Zoom. Robert, do you want to tell us a little bit about what is going to be discussed in the forum, who is participating, and what are some of the reasons that you're hosting it tonight?
Yeah, so tonight's forum or panel is just really all about vaccines and about getting the community's questions answered about vaccines. So if you or someone you know isn't really sure if you want to get the vaccine yet or not, our panel tonight is a great thing to go to and ask your questions and get them answered. We have a panel of five public health experts that will be answering those questions, led by Dr. Zink. And then also we have a local pharmacist, Scott Watts from Ron's Apothecary, a local family practice physician, Dr. Bob Urata, a public health nurse, Allison Gottschlick, and then our infection preventionist at the hospital, Charlie Gribben. We'll all be on that panel to answer your questions. Dr. Zink will lead things off with just a short little presentation, but really the bulk of it is for community questions. And if you go to juno.org/vaccine and you go to the news section, you can find the Zoom link to that panel.
That's an all-star lineup of panelists there that you got.
It should be an interesting discussion.
Well, thanks for making that available to the public so we can, you know, ask any other questions that we have. Christine, turning to you, you have a project that's a survey from CBJ. And from what I understand, it's going to be able to help us better gauge the community's attitude towards the COVID-19 vaccine. Would you tell us a little bit more about that survey? How did this come about? What made you want to conduct it?
Sure. I'm a recently new hire actually to the CBJ, and I was hired specifically to help with understanding what is going on in our community about an attitude towards the vaccine. And I really am of the opinion that it's really important to listen to our community and to find out what questions and concerns they have. So this survey is really meant to do exactly that in order to help us figure out how to better inform the community, how to communicate with our community, and to spearhead the communications outreach that we do tailored to the information that we're getting back from the survey. The survey is live now. It just went live today. It's at juno.org/survey. There are also a couple of paper copies floating around. There are at all of the branches of Juno Public Library. If you don't have access to the internet, they're at all of the branches of the Juno Public Library. It's at Bartlett Regional Hospital, and it's also at the cash office at City Hall. And online, if you also know people that are not English speaking, we were able to translate the online version into Spanish, Russian, and Tagalog. So we really are trying to get a full, broad spectrum understanding about what people are thinking about the vaccine in Juno and trying to make that accessible to everybody. And if anybody has any ways that we can make it more accessible, please don't hesitate to reach out to us and let me know, because I would love to make sure that everybody gets access to the survey.
That was
my long pitch.
Good job. I'm convinced. Will we be able to see results anytime soon from that survey, or how will you be presenting the results?
Sure. I'm really skeptical to answer exactly what we're going to do with those results, because it really will depend upon what we hear back from the community. We will be publishing them about what we have found out, probably online. We haven't discussed that yet. And the survey is open through April 11th. And so give us a couple weeks after that in order to go through all of the results and to analyze them before we post anything.
That sounds good. Robert, in theory, could Juno be 100% vaccinated? Do we have the capability?
We don't, not yet. And the reason for that is because we can only vaccinate those folks that are 16 years old and older. So we can't vaccinate our kids yet because we don't have a vaccine that is FDA approved or granted EUA approval for those that age range yet. We could, in theory, reach what might be a very plausible herd immunity percentage. 80% is kind of what's been tossed around. And about 20% of our population is made up of kids under the age of 16. So if every single one of us that's over the age 16 and up got vaccinated, we could hit that number. But that would be quite challenging.
Well, Robert Barr and Christine Carpenter from CBJ, thank you so much for speaking with me today. Again, the forum is tonight at 5 p.m. via Zoom. All the experts will be there to answer your questions. It is specifically for your questions. I just want to thank you both for coming on and talking to me today and for sharing all that great information.
Thanks so much for having us, Shelley.
Thanks, Shelley.
Take care and good luck. Coming up next, how those $100 checks add up to make a big difference to one Juno nonprofit, thanks to Juno's 100 plus women who care.